Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Some warn it could send the U.S. crashing into a recession, the debt limit crisis. But today, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meet face-to-face at the White House to try to work out a compromise on spending. Both men are sounding upbeat. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he did have a productive call with President Biden. They spoke as the president was returning from the G7 summit in Japan, where he had to reassure world leaders.
Default is not an option.
Biden says despite GOP complaints, he has compromised. But conservative Republicans, like Congressman Jody Arrington, who spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, says the government spending patterns need to change.
We've got to right size and rein in this bureaucratic bloat.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant briefly lost its power supply again this morning as Russia's war in Ukraine grinds on. The nuclear plant had to switch to emergency diesel generators, says the UN. Fans crashed through a gate at a soccer match in El Salvador over the weekend in a stampede that killed at least 12 people.
Fans angry at being blocked from entering the match between club Alianza and FAS, despite having tickets, knocked down a small access gate to the stadium, creating the deadly crash. Local television transmitted live images of the aftermath of the stampede, which apparently mainly involved Alianza supporters. Dozens made it onto the field where they received medical treatment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Guyana, at least 20 students have died in a fire in a school dormitory, says the government. Meta's been hit with a privacy fine by the European Union, which is ordering it to stop transferring user data across the Atlantic. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The AP's Margie Zarletta with the big weekend movies.
The 10th installment of the Fast and Furious films takes the top spot at the box office this weekend.
You might want to buckle up.
Fast X is the new leader with film audiences. It earned $67.5 million in its debut weekend in North American theaters, according to Universal Pictures. It knocks last week's champion, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, down to second place. The Super Mario Brothers movie takes number 3. Book Club, The Next Chapter, is at number 4, followed by Evil Dead Rise in 5th. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Swaths of India from the northwest to the southeast braced for more scorching heat today, with New Delhi under a severe weather alert as extreme temperatures strike parts of the country. Temperatures hit 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Forecasters are warning the blistering heat will continue. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. One game in both the NBA and NHL playoffs Sunday, and they were completely different from a competitive standpoint. We start in the NBA with Gethin Kulba filling us in on Miami and Boston.
The Miami Heat cruised to a 3-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals after blowing out the Boston Celtics 128-102 at home in Game 3. Gabe Vincent paced the Heat with a playoff career-high 29 points on 11 of 14 shooting. Caleb Martin added 18 points. Jimmy Butler scored 16, and Bam Adebayo 13. Boston stars Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were held to 14 and 12 points respectively on a combined 12 of 35 shooting. Miami can clinch its second NBA Finals berth in 4 seasons with a win in Game 4 Tuesday.
And now over to hockey with Mark Myers reporting on Las Vegas and Dallas.
Chandler Stephenson scored early in overtime to give the Golden Knights a 3-2 win over the Stars and a 2-0 series lead. The Knights were able to tie the score in the final minutes of regulation on a goal by Jonathan Marchessault. Aiden Hill made 26 saves in the Vegas Nets. Jake Ottinger stopped 21 shots for the Stars, who are now 0-4 in overtime games this postseason.
Turning to baseball, Houston completed a 3-game sweep of Oakland Sunday's final 2-0. And how bad are the A's? Well, they're on pace to lose 138 games, which would be a record. Other highlights Sunday, Oscar Mercado with 5 RBIs, St. Louis 10-5 over the Dodgers, and Cedric Mullen 5 hits, Baltimore 8-3 over Toronto. To golf, and Brooks Koepka won his fifth major title. He won the PGA Championship by 2 shots.
Feels good. This one's definitely special. I think this one's probably the most meaningful of them all, with everything that's gone on, all the crazy stuff over the last few years. But it feels good to be back and get number five.
And in auto racing, Spain's Alex Palou captured the pole position for this year's Indy 500. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.
I'm Archie Zaralletta with an entertainment update. Garth Brooks says the upshot of a Las Vegas residency is he's got a built-in focus group with the audience. Brooks says because phones will be locked up before the show, he can bring out songs in progress.
If I'm working on a song in the afternoon, and it's the first day I've ever worked on it, I can go out there at night and go, hey, I'm about halfway through this. Tell me what you think. Where do you get that opportunity?
Martin Scorsese is presenting his latest film at the Cannes Film Festival. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon. Scorsese, who is 80, was asked about taking risks at his age.
What do they want me to do? I don't understand. Take a risk. No, let's go do something comfortable. Are you kidding?
They think they are going to gut you and leave you laying on the highway with your insides hanging out.
NFL great Jim Brown has died at the age of 87. While he was known as one of pro football's first superstars, he also was an actor. He had roles in Any Given Sunday, The Dirty Dozen, and He Got Game. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
A new poll finds President Biden getting low ratings for his handling of the economy. President Biden's 40% approval rating hasn't budged much over the last year and a half. But with inflation, higher mortgage rates, and a potential government debt default, just 33% of Americans approve of his handling of the economy, and only 24% say the economy is in good shape. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Biden also gets low ratings on guns and immigration, with a 31% approval rating on those hot-button issues. Democrats scored Biden lower on the economy than on his job overall, but were more likely to rate the economy as good, 41%, versus Republicans, only 7%. Jennifer King, Washington.
A day of emotions for the trainer of the winning Preakness Stakes horse. One of the horses trained by Bob Baffert, National Treasure, won the Preakness Stakes hours after another of Baffert's horses had to be euthanized after suffering a leg injury in an undercard race on the same track. That death follows the deaths of 7 horses in 10 days at Churchill Downs in Louisville in the lead-up to the Kentucky Derby. New national medication and doping rules are set to take effect on Monday. The federally mandated Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority will oversee drug testing requirements for horses that should standardize the sport nationwide for the first time. I'm Mike Hempen.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown, the unstoppable running back who retired at the peak of his brilliant career to become an actor, as well as a prominent civil rights advocate during the 1960s, has died. He was 87. A spokeswoman for Brown's family said he passed away peacefully in his Los Angeles home on Thursday night with his wife Monique by his side. One of the greatest players in football history and one of the game's first superstars, Brown was chosen the NFL's most valuable player in 1965 and shattered the league's record books in a short career spanning 1957 to 65. I'm Geffen Goolball.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.